Brennan's Handyman Construction.
Hi, is this James?
Yes, this is.
Good to speak with you again, James. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke a few weeks ago and, of course, prior to that as well, regarding branding your business on Google and doing a website for you. So I wanted to reach back out, see if this might be better timing to get that going for you, get more calls coming directly to you.
I do have a little time, but the problem is I don't have a computer in front of me.
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't really need the computer in front of you. I mean, obviously, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have. And, you know, I did want to kind of reach back out to you. It is, you know, month to month. There's no contract. Our job is to create a website for you, make sure that you're verified and recognized on Google and Bing as a top option. We do that by creating additional content, directory submissions that Google looks for. So you'll have like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Apple Maps. So when someone does a keyword search, they type in handyman near me or residential handyman contractor, they type in specific services that you want to be found for, your business and that website would be one of the things that people see. Of course, that gives them the option to call you directly. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate of $199 a month. The website is included. Like I said, it's month to month. So it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing and that you get those jobs that you're looking for. I don't remember if you had mentioned if you're still paying, like, Angie leads, if you're paying for leads.
Actually, I canceled them, and then they still charged me for, like, another six leads.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Now I'm in the process of fighting that, so financially,
yeah.
I would like to do this, but right now I can't until I can get that handled.
Because
even though I canceled, they said, oh, well, you should have record of who you canceled because we don't have record of when you canceled it.
Oh,
gave
boy.
Me the exact day, time, everything. And then they kept sending me stuff. And I said, no, you know, right now I'm booked with work. I'm booked out. I'm booked right now, honestly, I'm booked out until next year.
Oh, okay.
So I canceled it. I said, okay. And believe it or not, all the work that I have, not one came from Angie's List.
I believe it. I definitely believe it. Yeah, I talked to a lot of business owners, and I have been for a long time, going back to when it was just Home Advisor, even, you know, 10, 11 years ago, it was called Service Magic, same exact company. And I've talked to a lot of business owners that tell me all the time, you know, good money going after bad leads. They sometimes can't even get in touch with anybody. When they do, they say, hey, I've already scheduled with somebody else, or they're just looking for an estimate. So I definitely know that that's, you know, an expensive service compared to the money going out and the money coming back in. So, I mean, it is, you know, obviously probably better that you did cancel. Unfortunately, though, I have also heard people say that, you know, they get charged for leads that they didn't want or accept or weren't you know, in their area.
It happened. Right now, they charged me, I think it was total of $670 in leads.
Wow.
That I never even got.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And that, this was after I canceled with them.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, you know, there's over 5,000 contractors that have joined a class action suit against Angie Leads Home Advisor for the quality of the leads or the lack thereof and for things that you've mentioned where you didn't even get the lead. So, I mean, it's just amazing that they're able to continue to do business and to continue to even mislead, flat out lie, fraudulently charge business owners. It just seems, it's mind boggling to me. I mean, you know, I've been with this company for over 11 years and we are a Google partner. So everything that we do is strictly by Google guidelines. So it's always on the up and up and it just makes me shake my head every time I hear some other business, whether it's Angie's or even, you know, like a so-called SEO company doing something more like what we do, but still, you know, practicing these shady practices that just, you know, compromise business owners in a way that should never even happen. You know,
I was on the phone with, was it the Better Business Bureau? Cause they called me up. Mm-hmm. They wanted to do with them and, you know, they're actually, you're the second one that told me that there's a class action suit. Actually, that
there
was
is, yeah.
It was them. And they said, oh, well, we can help you. I don't want to be charged. I want to be done. I'm not looking to go to court. I just want to.
Right.
Because they said, oh, well, you know, I mean, I've been in this business for 26 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
Not in my name. You know, my name's only been about a year, but.
Okay.
26 years, I've had plenty. I mean, normally when you go to a town, you have to fill out paperwork to register as a contractor for that town.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up calling Bridgeport, which I did, excuse my language, but a shitload of work for Yale down in Bridgeport.
Gotcha.
And they signed me up for West Haven, and I didn't even ask to be signed up as a tractor for them.
Right.
So right now, I am swamped with so much work, I'm actually booking out until next June.
Oh, okay.
So, but I would like to go with your services. But right now, financially, I cannot do that until I have this other thing resolved with Angie's. Once I do that, then I am more than gladly to move forward. But I'm the type of person, until something is finished,
of course.
I will not do anything else.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, have you heard any type of time frame or anything like that?
They are supposed to be calling me on... I think it's the 28th. I would have to look at my schedule.
Okay.
My calendar, excuse me. But they're supposed to be straightening everything out. And if they straighten everything out, then if you want to give me a call back like on the 5th to be safe, then we could possibly move forward as long as everything's done.
Okay. Perfect. I'll definitely reach back out to you. You said on the 5th. I'll call you then, and we'll see how things are. I mean, hopefully everything will be resolved by then.
I'd appreciate it, and you know, to me, you know, yeah, that's not a lot of money, but in a way, it is because that's the way I run business.
Yeah, I mean, it is your business, right? And every dollar is important, so I definitely understand that. Like I said, I'll check back in with you on the 6th, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, James. You take care. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
You too.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.